Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, Community Manager for Leveraging the Connected Web on eBizQ. I'm delighted to be here today with Shahab Kaviani, Executive Vice President of Marketing and Product Marketing at HyperOffice, which provides a fully online suite of collaboration and productivity applications for small businesses. Shahab, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much to have us, Phil. Nice to be here with you.
HyperOffice, Shahab, is similar to other applications, online applications that people are probably familiar with, like Zoho, Google Apps, the Microsoft online services, the online version of the Office and SharePoint suite. But these guys are kind of Johnny-come-latelys in the game compared to HyperOffice, which I think has been going for something like a decade now as a SaaS application.
That's right. Our roots started with email about 10 years ago with document sharing and calendaring and contact management. And over the years, we've brought on a number of small businesses, typically small businesses that have anywhere from 5 to 100 employees or so. And we've listened to our customers, and over the years, the way that they collaborate has really emerged. They've moved from sharing documents to wanting to have online projects and access to spreadsheets. And as customers' requirements have emerged, we've responded in keeping up with an integrated approach to a collaboration suite. And it's served us well. We've lucky to be in an expanding market with more and more distributed teams, more contractors, more offshoring. It drives a need to rely on the web to communicate and collaborate and move out of email as the primary method to collaborate, which is really a key differentiator for HyperOffice. We are an email service provider, but we attach that information to other capabilities such as documents, projects, and so on.
Right, so that you bring all of the different forms of collaboration together rather than being just a one-trick show, as such. One-trick pony is the word I'm looking for there, isn't it?
That's right. You know, you mentioned, for example, Google Apps and Microsoft Online Services. You know, that's been very helpful for us to help educate the market that these different parts of collaboration really ought to be integrated. If we had this conversation 3 or 4 years ago, we had small businesses that might have said, hey, we're using Basecamp for project management, and we're using email with our web hosting provider, and we're sharing documents through a VPN. And they were sort of doing what HyperOffice does piecemeal. And now with Google Apps and Microsoft BPOS, it's really helped illustrate that, you know, these things really are related. They ought to be in a single place. So that's, I think, really our space has really become better defined over the last year and a half as an integrated collaboration suites.
Yes, and of course, there are lots of different ways of approaching collaboration, and I think many vendors have come into the collaboration arena from a starting point around which they've added lots of other capabilities. What are the capabilities that customers really most value about HyperOffice?
Well, as much as we try and use wikis and web conferencing and all sorts of other ways to share information, email is still the most used way to share information. So we've invested heavily in providing a stable business email service that can, with mobile access. So we're starting to see very prevalent use of mobile devices to collaborate. So, for example, if we're working on a project, I need to get an update rather than having a meeting. Through my mobile device, I can see here's the status with this project, or I can have access to a global address book without the need for servers and hardware. So presuming the audience is aware of the SaaS benefits, software as a service benefits, I think the integrated approach to having shared data on mobile devices and in different audiences. So they may be on Macs, they may be on PCs, iPhones, Blackberries. So because you want to give employees and contractors and project team members the freedom to use whatever environment and device that they want, having a sort of a common ground or a common glue that ties us all together is where HyperOffice really shines. So I think more popular ways that they're using us is mail, document sharing, project management, and not only through the PC and Macs, but mobile devices is really starting to pick up.
Yeah, of course, that's one of the advantages for smaller businesses in particular of the SaaS model, because there's this constant need to keep pace with all of the innovation and all of the new technologies that are coming out, and the SaaS vendor takes that burden on. Of course, I think you've also put the onus on the vendor, therefore, to invest in refreshing the product constantly, and you've actually just had quite a big product refresh, haven't you, with a new user interface.
That's right. So this release that we just put out in early summer and in about June was not only a chance to add new capabilities such as an improved online database and web forms where you can do workflow for within companies externally over the web, but we also took it as a chance to refresh the interface with the new Ajax technology, where it affords you drag and drop, color-coded calendars, really speeds up the experience where you can leverage right-click and have a smoother transition across the different modules. So I can easily associate a document, say an agenda, to a calendar item. So this was our biggest release in our company history. Not only do we refresh the interface and modernized it, but we also added wikis, added more horsepower to our project management module as well. And the most we didn't expect to be so popular within our current customers was the support for mobile devices. And so now we are offering push email and over-the-air sync of calendars, contacts, and tasks to any mobile device. And that's really been a hit with our current customers who are starting to say, hey, HyperOffice is great. We're using it for collaboration. We're getting more of our employees are using mobile devices, and we need to buy a BlackBerry server to do this, or we need to upgrade Exchange licenses to do this, and we don't want to take away the BlackBerries or the iPhones from people in order to do all this stuff. So we've been able to address all the different devices, and so there's a product called HyperSync that provides those capabilities. So this was a major release in a number of areas for us.
And do you think the balance is now shifting? Because there was a time when I think it was quite hard work to persuade small businesses to move to online services, whereas now, as you just said, there's all of these pressures on them to keep up with technology that means that perhaps moving to the cloud is a solution rather than a new kind of headache.
Yeah, well, I think there have been a few different forces that are driving that. Some are way out of sort of HyperOffice's domain. Broadband is getting cheaper and faster and more accessible, so that's really helped a lot. I would say that more reliance on distributed teams, contractors, and multiple locations and international teams has driven this as well as far as collaboration. But the economy, the downturn in the economy, and business owners to take a hard look at that IT contractor or the one or two IT resources that they had to say, hey, can we save some money here and stick to what we know best and move things that aren't differentiators or that aren't proprietary to our business, and can we move those out of our internal operations and save money? So I think the cost-saving pressures the economy brought on also drove this. And generally, you know, I think more and more acceptance of cloud computing thanks to online banking. I mean, I think subconsciously we all think, if I'm doing my banking online, maybe I could do my business operation online. So I think Google, Amazon, and IBM, and all these folks have demonstrated that in Salesforce.com. And really, if you look at a business, maybe their most critical asset is their customers and their client data. And with the wider acceptance and adoption of these services within enterprises, I think the small businesses are really following suit and saying, hey, this is possible. It's been a few years now. There haven't been any major disasters. Let's take advantage of the cost savings and the quick time to implementation that cloud computing delivers.
Okay, well, thanks very much. I'm Phil Wainwright. I've been chatting with Shahab Kaffiani, EVP of Marketing at HyperOffice. Shahab, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.